The ladder and the gate. There was a man named Ellis who long ago stood outside the gates of a great city. He had come from far away, with nothing but a small bag and a hunger to belong. The city was built high on a hill, its towers shimmering in the evening light, its gates open just wide enough for a man like him to slip through. Inside, he found a place on the lowest rung of the ladder, as it was known, stretched up through the city, from the cramped rooms of the labourers to the grand homes on the hill where the rulers lived. It was an old thing, worn smooth by hands grasping, feet climbing. Ellis worked hard. He made friends. He found a mentor who showed him how to climb, and he pulled himself up rung by rung. Some days he slipped and some days he soared, but always the ladder was there. Years passed. He moved higher. The rooms were larger, the windows brighter. He could breathe easier. And one day, Ellis reached a height where he no longer worried about falling. He stood upon a wide and steady platform, where the air was clean and the noise of the streets below was only a murmur. It was here that a man in a fine suit took him aside and said, "Now that you are here, we must speak of the ladder." Ellis nodded eagerly. He had climbed it. He knew its rungs by heart. But the man frowned. "The ladder is dangerous," he said. "Too many climbing at once. Too many hands pulling at our feet." Ellis hesitated. He remembered the days when he had reached up, grasping at calloused fingers that had pulled him higher. He thought of those still below, faces upturned, waiting their turn. The man placed a hand on Ellis's shoulder. "We do not destroy the ladder, of course," he said. "We simply make it harder to find." And so it was. The lower rungs were removed one by one. The entrance was hidden behind locked doors. The few who managed to climb were tested, measured, and turned away if they did not seem properly prepared for the height. Ellis told himself it was necessary. Too many climbers would break the ladder after all. But sometimes when he looked down at the city, he saw faces like his own had once been, waiting, hoping, and the ladder did not answer their call. The houses that forgot. Far beyond the city, where the land was open and green, there was a village where the houses whispered to one another. The houses were old and kind, and they remembered the families who had once lived inside them. They had held warmth in their walls during cold winters, and they had watched children grow, marking time in faded doorframes. One day a new family arrived. They were weary travellers, much like the ones before them, and they found a home among the others. The houses welcomed them, creaking in the wind like old friends. The family stayed. They painted the walls. They planted flowers. They built fences, not to keep others out, but to make the home their own. But time passed, and new travellers came, looking for shelter. The family, now settled and comfortable, hesitated. "We worked hard for this," they said. "We cannot let just anyone in. What if they do not care for the houses as we do?" And so, slowly, the houses changed. They whispered less. Their doors, once wide open, became locked at night. Signs were placed at the village's edge. Rules, restrictions, requirements. Not long after, the travellers stopped coming. The houses, once warm with laughter and light, stood a little quieter, and though the family did not mean to, they had taught their house to forget what it once was. The moral of the story. There is nothing wrong with climbing. There is nothing wrong with wanting shelter. But beware the moment when you turn your back on the ladder or teach your house to forget the ones who came before you, for one day you may look down from your high place or sit inside your quiet home and realize the gate you locked behind you will never open for you again.